program you're about to hear involves slack confidence, disparity, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Graveyard Smash.
Doing the Monster Mash with you on this beautiful Valentine's Day.
Marty, why did you play that song today? There must be thousands of love songs.
Well, it's kind of a love song. All the monsters enjoying each other's company, you know, dancing, holding their evil in check.
You played the wrong record, didn't you?
Why are you doing this to me?
My heart is a flower. My heart is a flower. My heart is a flower. Dripping dew, dropping petals all over the place, making a big hopeless mess, stinking things up, waiting for someone to come flying over and suck the pollen out of me. Suck me dry, till I wilt, till I am nothing, till next spring.
Hi there, tall, dark, and gruesome. Come here often? Want to? never mind. My heart just ain't in it tonight. Oh, and I'm not alone. Look all around here at Bob's Slacktime Roadhouse. Oh, there's a lot of solitary drinking going on. And
this is just another Hallmark holiday cooked up to sell cards.
No wonder. Valentine's Day. Oh, what sadistic Mother Humper thought up this depressing drag-ass of a holiday? Oh, it's like the adult version of not getting picked for kickball. Oh, yeah, the conspiracy constantly tells us that love is the answer.
We've been set up from the start!
Yeah!
Well, Seekers, I'm not even bothering to ask the question in the first place. Oh, yeah, the flues ain't got no truck with love. No matter what they say.
Keep me satisfied. There's nothing you can do to make me change my mind.
Nobody makes a big deal out of Valentine's Day.
Abandon all hope, you who enter here.
You ain't got a chance, man.
Yeah.
Valentines and hearts, big red hearts, bring us February, February.
Making cards of love for friends of yours and mine. Eating candy hearts that say,
sit on my face and tell me that you love me.
Attention, everyone. Some student has been circulating candy hearts featuring crude off-color sentiment.
I'm afraid the joke's on us.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Valentine's Day is no joke.
No, really.
It's a bad joke.
Bad joke.
What a bad joke.
Some joke.
Cover your heart!
You won't be needing this.
Love is like a fisting in your heart.
Ooh. Does anyone else have a love story?
Yes, I do. And just like love stories, it's tragic and filled with hurt feelings and scars that will never heal.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
You'll find me hanging around. It's there I'll be found. Down on the corner of love. The stars that shine and the neon signs, I'll be down on the corner of love. When night starts to fall and love starts to call, down on the corner of love, you'll find me hanging around. It's there I'll be found, down on the corner of love. When it's late in the evening, then I can't help the feeling that my heart you're stealing neath the stars up above. When the sun goes down and the moon comes round, I'll be down on the corner of love.
Can I walk you home, Valentine?
Sure, I guess.
Even in the fifth grade, I knew it was you. I passed you a note with our names in a heart. You say that it's over, I'll never give up. You're more than my life, you're my work of art. But I've got a spray can full of love. I'll tag your name on every overpass. Amy, I'm crazy for you. And I'm spraying with my heart, Larry. I'll write your name across the sky in the wintertime. I'll pee it in the snow at the beach. I'll trace three letters in the sand and draw them at night with an ember's glow. I'll put your name on my license plate. My AMI virus will infect every screen. I tattoo AMY on the back of my hand. You'll be in the clear when Waldo can't be seen. I've got a spray can full of love. I'll tag your name on every overpass. Amy, I'm crazy for you. And I'm spraying with my heart, Larry. Amy on buses, Amy on bridges, Amy on every bench in the park, Amy on signs and Amy on fences. I'm spraying like a tomcat making my mark. Make your name so obvious. Soon the whole world will pray. Why won't Amy say yes to Larry so that he will go away? I've got a spray can full of love. I'll tag your name on every overpass. Annie, I'm crazy for you, and I'm spraying with my heart. Larry.
Look at you. Oh, you try to hide it. You try to do without love, but oh, it doesn't last for long, does it? You're out in the bars using the cover that you're an alcoholic, but I know better. You're a damn love junkie. You can't admit you have a love problem, but it's written all over your boxer shorts and big red hearts, bucko. Oh, our whole culture forces you to seek validation in the eyes of another. And where does it get you? On the train to Reno. Oh, yeah. There you go again, changing yourself to accommodate someone who ain't gonna be around for long. Hey, honey, don't monogram those towels just yet. Oh, you'd save yourself a whole lot of trouble if you'd just let this advice sink in. You don't need a plug for that socket any more than a sock needs a bucket. Oh, I'm not talking about sex. If you'd stick to that, you'd be doing fine. But you want to capture, to snare, to possess the soul and every waking thought of another. And that's where the trouble lies. That's where the need for delusion comes in. And not the pure sub-genius delusion that Bob tells us to seek. No. This is that brutally self-negating delusion, throwing yourself at yet another unattainable ideal, shuddering like an orgasmic Saint Sebastian at the sharp stabs of love unrequited. Oh, I can't help if you refuse to accept cold, hard reality. Problem is, there's no methadone for a love addict.
She's a drug, she'll pull you in. She's in your skin. She's a drug, just take one bang. You'll be a human boomerang. She's a drug.
She's a drug.
She's a drug, it's just for kicks. She's a drug.
She's a drug.
She's a drug, I need a fix. She's a drug, and I want more. I'm always knocking on that door. She's a drug, you're gonna pay. Tomorrow seems so far away.
Day. The sun is out, birds are singing, bees are trying to have sex with them.
as is my understanding.
Let me take you back to the blues and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the pool of the mall. And let me go look. Let me tell you about the stars and the sky and the girl and the guy and the guy like me. Oh, how happy we would be. Every time I look into your blue brown eyes, it's so very plain to see that it's time you learn about the facts of life, starting from A to Z. Let me take you back to the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. And every time I look into your big brown eyes, it's a very big to see.
And this is for my Huggy Bug in honor of this special day.
Special day? What have I forgotten now? Now don't panic. Is it bacon day? Don't get crazy talk. She's getting impatient. Take a stab at it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Woohoo!
I bet you have a lot of things planned, eh, Dad?
Kind of. You know, one of those murder-suicide deals.
How many times have I heard that before?
Listen now as Bob rocks while the audience gets full.
I guess you always knew it. Whoa! You made me happy. Sometimes. Whoa! You made me glad. Whoa! But there were times, dear. Yes, there were. Whoa! When you made me feel so sad, like a rolling stone. Whoa! You made me sigh for. Whoa! I didn't want to tell you. No! I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Woo! Give me what I cry for. Whoa! You know you got the bread of the sex that I cry for. Whoa! You know you made me love you. Look at America. Here comes Bobby.
Ouchies, ouch.
Oh, love is like a fisting in your heart.
Ouchies.
It compromises your survival skills and makes you boring beyond belief. It leads to embarrassing displays of self-abasement, ill-befitting even a sub-genius, and the flotsam and jism left behind in its wake have scarred our culture. Oh, yeah, love.
Yes, what sublime, blissful poetry! Oh, this apparent psychological state has left us with lame, pointless spoutings in the form of love songs. Oh, sure, WREK Atlanta leaves it to those other stations with that distasteful, misguided spew. Oh, but it ain't easy finding things that haven't been scarred by its claw. Why are you looking at me like that?
Rock, sex, gox, 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 gox.
Oh, yes, the lyrical poetry of love. Valentine's Day.
Finally knew who I was and where my heart dwelt.
Come, let me show you where I hide my heart.
I close my eyes, then I drift away.
Don't be a good neighbor to her.
The magic night.
I'll send you a love letter. Straight from my heart, freaker. You know what a love letter is? It's a bullet from my freaking gun, freaker. You receive a love letter from me, you're a freak forever. You understand, freak? I'll send you straight to hell, freaker.
I walk with you.
Man would want you now.
Ain't that ironic?
Uh-huh.
Well then, laugh. Laugh a little more. Let's have a big laugh. It's nothing to laugh about.
Let's fall in love.
Hey, good looking old bat. Can you pick you up later?
Oh no, not again.
Down the bed, you hit the ground breaker. Cut off the sound, hey man, I used to
stop raving about your men. And let me tell you how sweet mine is, though he commits a sin. Cause when my baby makes love to me, it's murder. Now when he turtle doves me, that's murder. Now when he feels temperamental, I just let him have his way. I can only see him twice a week, he's a member of the PWA. Now when my baby caresses me, it's murder. But if he ever dispossesses me, I will commit murder. Now if I tell him that he's not mine, he turns into Frankenstein, makes shivers run up and down my spine. That's murder. I just let him have his way. You know, he ain't afraid of the big bad wolf. I found that out today. Now, when my baby caresses me, it's murder. But if he ever dispossess me, I will commit murder. Now, he drinks liquor and everything. He's a guy that's got that swing. But when he shakes that thing, that's murder.
Tell me, Doc, what did you think of the kid yesterday?
Susie? I don't know.
Would it do you any harm to make a play for Susie the way you do with them other dames you take out?
I don't know.
See, Doc, the way I figure it is, if you was to make a pitch for her like she was a real lady, she might start believing it herself.
Well, what good's that gonna do?
Might be she wouldn't want to congregate with no more floozies. I could stop losing money on her.
What the hell am I gonna do with her?
Hell, Doc, you don't marry them other dames, do you? Now, see, once she gets her confidence up, she'll just take a quick powder.
I don't know. Seems a little far-fetched.
You don't have to make no pass. Just be nice to her.
I'll have to think about it.
How could they have foreseen the horror that followed?
Oh, hey, Doc, you know Susie here?
Susie?
Hey, Doc, take a look at this thing on my butt. Is that spilled gravy or pus? Hey, where are you going?
Inability to give and to receive love. To give and to receive love. To give and to receive love.
As I go deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. Even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday. Of love. I tried and I tried.
I'll get you someday. Here I go falling down, down, down. My mind is a blank. My head is spinning around and around. It's like a gift into the funnel of love. Deep into the funnel of love. Deep into the funnel of love.
You know, Seekers, I'm starting to get a bit concerned. Some of you out there are getting a little starry-eyed when it comes to Reverend Susie the Floozy here, and you know, it's really getting up my butt. I'm only up here on this pedestal because the reception is better. Plus, it's easier to look up my skirt that way. But you know, that's as far as it goes, Bubba. The Floozy ain't no love goddess. Oh, not by a long freaking shot. But the disappointing thing is that some of you out there just love me too much, and it's getting in the way of my hate. I mean, your lust I can deal with, but love? Oh, no way. So come on, wise up. And stop looking at me like that. Jesus.
I never told you life was fair. I never said you had to like my hair. You're the one that had to go and say that you cared. I never told you it would last. I didn't want to know about your past. You're the one that had to go and think it all meant something more. I'm on an Amtrak of love, riding every rail, 40 more passengers, a boxcar love, nest a life, feed headrest around the world, 80
the Rolling Stones killed.
Too late.
Do as I say.
Ralph thinks I like him, but I only gave him a valentine because I felt sorry for him.
Ah, sweet pity. Where would my love life have been without it?
What do you say to a boy to let him know you're not interested?
Well, honey,
let me handle this, Marge. I've heard them all. I like you as a friend. I think we should see other people. I know speak English.
I get the idea.
I'm married to the sea. I don't want to kill you, but I will.
Honey, I tell this boy that you're very flattered, but you're just not ready for this kind of thing.
Thanks, Mom.
And if that doesn't work, six simple words. I'm not gay, but I'll learn.
Well, there's that side of it. But there's also...
Sorry, Mom. I've decided to save my love for someone who is guaranteed not to reject me.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide away.
and raindrops hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile.
Believe. I want you to suffer. I want you to have love trouble. And you know, I don't care how much trouble you got or how much trouble you go through, there is no trouble like love trouble. See, if you don't have nothing, that just affects your pocketbook. But when you got love trouble, that affects you way down in your heart.
No, no, no.
What's wrong? Let's run away. Dog's on fire.
Do you think that the romance has gone out of our lives? Wake up!
It's 3 a.m. and I worked all day.
It's 9:30 p.m. and you spent your whole Saturday drinking beer in Maggie's kiddie pool. Romance, not love.
Mom, romance. Romance is dead. It was acquired in a hostile takeover by Hallmark and Disney, homogenized, and sold off piece by piece.
That's not true. Romance is all around us, in our neighborhoods.
You say, well, can marriages be happy? Yes, and they ought to be. Yet couples say to me, our marriage is just like living in hell. And I've heard that often enough to have concluded that marriage can be the closest thing to heaven, or it can be the closest thing to hell.
Some grizzly bears. There's a steady rolling at the squares. Let's fall in love. Stop wasting time, cause the feeling could easily go away. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Relationships with your sweetheart. You always know when something's wrong. Look, when you've really been involved with somebody, don't nobody have to come tell you I saw her down at such and such a place, or I heard that he was doing such and such a thing. When you've been involved with somebody, nobody have to tell you nothing. You know when there's a dead cat on the line. You know that.
I don't know.
Ruby, don't take your love.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the walls tells me that the sun is going down. Ruby, don't take your love to town.
Don't take your love to town.
Warned me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And it's true, I ain't the man, Ruby, that I used to be. But Ruby, I still need some company. I know it's hard to love a man who's legs are bent and paralyzed. In the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard him say, until I ain't around. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, because I just heard the slamming of a door. I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. If I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Ruby, don't take your love to town.
Don't take your love to town. Ruby, don't take your love to town.
Yes, that's the picture we get, is it? Marriage is coming apart, breaking up at the seams. Listen, in California, 1 out of 2 marriages ending in divorce. Somebody said, you don't ask anybody, how is your wife? You ask them, who is your wife? It's just about that bad. And it's 1 out of 3 marriages across the country. Divorce has become a gigantic problem. Somebody said, united we stand, divided we pay alimony. And that's just about how it is, isn't it? Divorce is a tremendous problem. You say, well, what about divorce? Whatever you say about it, it speaks of failure. It is short of God's ideal. God's ideal is one man married to one woman and only death parting that relationship.
Oh.
That's the reason when you enter into marriage, realize that it's a thing that is to last for eternity. There's no way out.
Not gonna leave you right before Valentine's Day.
Pretty boy blue, I don't know what to say. We had lots of fun, now let's call it a day. Pretty boy blue, I don't know what to do except to just get rid of you. Get rid of you.
Hey,
I don't love you, Bob. I'm not sure I ever did.
Come on, let's hear the rest of it.
Now you listen to me. I don't like you. I never liked you. And the only reason I gave you that stupid Valentine is because nobody else would.
Watch this, Lise. You can actually pinpoint the second when his heart rips in half. And now.
I've been married and married, and often I've sighed. A bridesmaid, darling, somehow. Well, I just always get to be the bride. But I never divorce them. I haven't the heart. 'Cause I always keep remembering the words, till death do us part. Darling, I've married many men, a ton of them. Because I was untrue to none of them. Because I bumped off every one of them to keep my love alive. Sir Paul, this boy was frail, he looked a wreck to me. At night he was a horse's neck to me. So I performed an appendectomy to keep my love alive. Sir Thomas, this boy had insomnia. He just, he said he couldn't sleep at night. I bought a little arsenic. Oh, he's doing fine, darling. Of course, he's all right. Sir Philip played the harp, and I cussed the thing. I crowned him with his harp to bust the thing. Now he's playing where harps are just the thing. To keep my love alive, just to keep Pearl's love alive. Oh, I went insane about Sir George. I thought this boy had possibilities. But his flirtations made me ill at ease. And baby, when I'm ill at ease, I just kill at ease. To keep my love alive. Sir Charles, poor boy, came from a sanatorium and yelled for drinks in my emporium. So I mix one drink, he's in memoriam. To keep my love alive. Over there was Sir Francis, what a singing bird, a nightingale. Did me no harm, I just wanted to see if the boy would fly. Sir Athelstan, indulged in fratricide. He killed his dad, and that was patricide. So one night I just stabbed him, of course I did, by my mattress side. To keep my love alive, oh, to keep my love. Well, just keep it alive. I didn't mean to harm the boys, but oh, you know how nervous they can make you down after the first couple of years. They're a nuisance. Just a nuisance, that's all.
Son of a bitch!
This Valentine's trap has gone too far.
Got that right. The gal I'm stalking had me bumped back to 200 feet.
I'm glad it's Valentine's Day, actually, because in the fine tradition of annual heartbreak seekers, I've decided to pull the plug on a relationship. Oh, sure, it's been kicks for you, but I haven't exactly been happy. You know, I mean, face it, we're from two different worlds. You're what you are, and I'm whatever the hell it is I am. And it's just not working out. The things you do, the things you don't do. It's suffocating me, Seekers. I can't breathe in this relationship. I've got to go live my own life, no matter what I have to do. So, that's it. I'm leaving you. Trust me, it's better this way. Good luck and goodbye. I will always love you.
Yes! And then she shut the f***ing door!
Good riddance, you butt wipes.
Step aside, everyone. Sensitive love letters are my specialty. Dear baby, welcome to Dumpville. Population, you.
Too late.
Never too late.
I've heard that song before.
That doesn't seem like a happy ending. That seems more like a detached tale of modern alienation.
I give up. Did anybody learn anything about love tonight?
They learned it screws everybody up.
I'd find you in the dark.
I will see.
Damn right it is. I just did you a little favor and drove off anyone who might have had any kind of interest in you. Don't bother to thank me. Oh, yeah, it's that day, isn't it? Hey, look, you just hate it because that JFK jerk you married asked you for a divorce on Valentine's Day. That's all.
But I want to be valued. I want to be treasured. I want to be loved.
Hey, I wanted to be Sybil Shepherd, but it didn't happen. So wake up and smell the garbage juice. Oh, hey, so you're pining away for a soulmate that you can never have. Flues, you know when somebody's carrying a torch for you, it's just a matter of time before they reach for a pitchfork. Hey, I'm helping you avoid a nightmare. Face it, Flues, you're out of the running. You're too old for anybody to want. But the good news is that you don't have so long to live before you get a hot embrace from the old reefer.
Yeah, there's that, I guess.
In the meantime, there's always me.
Yeah, me, Evil Susie.
What? Who is always there for you?
Evil Susie?
Yeah, Evil Susie. And who's willing to put up with your astounding sexual perversions, huh?
Evil Susie.
Yeah, Evil Susie. And who hates you better than any ex ever possibly could?
Evil Susie.
Right, Evil Susie. Besides, I ain't getting any younger either, and it's not like I'm going to be walking down the aisle with Olaf anytime soon. So, you want to get married? You and me?
Me?
Yes, you, dumbass.
Me?
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
Oh.
Almost. So, bimbo breath, what's the verdict?
Oh, Evil Susie, I love you.
Yeah, and I, something-something you two.
Well, they embraced, they laughed, and in that moment...
You, my dear, I guess that must be true. But you know,
And so it was, on a cold, strange night, he gathered them together and shared once more the secret of his dream. Be alive, he whispered, until your dying day be fully alive. Search out the moments of reality in the midst of the insane rushing of the world, and cling to those moments as if they were your very last moments on earth. Be open. Hide not your love from each other or from the world, and the world will not always understand what you do and say, and sometimes they will twist it and distort it and say all manner of evil against you. Ah, how they will pervert the beautiful sharing of love that I have taught you. They will twist it and turn it over until it falls in the dust and dirt of their own confusion and fear. But you must never shrink from the responsibility of your love. You must hold it high and share it with a freedom that will frighten ever so many. For to love is to be open to hurt. It is only when you love deeply that you become deeply open to harm from those who take your love and turn it into a weapon of hurting. Those who don't fully understand your gift and use it unwisely.
Good night, Seekers.